Okay, here we go. The current time is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin yet another exciting episode of The Dubious, Dubious, Dubious Goals, the Dubious Goals Committee, oh yeah. Yup, yup, it's that time. It's that guy. And wait, who am I, you might ask? Well, hello, my name is Tobe. I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm sitting here staring at my computer monitor. Not much going on. And so I'm just drinking some tea. And my cat's walking around looking really indecisive. I hope this means that she's not thinking about peeing on the floor or something, which she did again yesterday. I might have forgotten to mention it. Yep. But now she's looking at me. Oh, very expectantly, and walking towards the bathroom, so I have to get up, and we're going to walk in here. Yes, hi, baby, because Fluffy Medingins is sitting right here by the water bowl. Oh, you don't want to get any water? What are you doing? And she squeaks out. The cat has bailed out of the bathroom, which is weird, but okay. That's good, so we don't have to do any, kitty water business. Ugh, we gotta go down in the basement, though. I didn't sleep very well, but kind of okay. Okay enough. And, it's cold again today. Not very cold, it's about 3 or 4 degrees. And, it's windy. It's pretty damn windy out there. All right, we're going to need this thing. So what we're going to do instead is a little bit of hacky business. We got to do some hacky business today because my parts are going to arrive. The parts that I ordered, which are just some 3.5 millimeter TS audio jacks. So we got to hack. We got to hack the PVs, the photovoltaics, and I'm looking for another tool. And I think what I need is a screwdriver, not a little screwdriver. I need this big screwdriver right here. Not to undo any screws, but just to sort of use as a little bit of a lever. So, let's grab the PVs. Here's two. Where are the other two? The other two are right there. Okay. And what we do is you put the little screwdriver in here like this and you twist. That releases the latch on the box. You open the box up and then you take out this thing, which, where are we putting these? There was a place to put those, but we're going to put it right there. Then you clip these two wires right here. Clippity clip. Pa-chunk. Just like that. And then you pop these two plastic parts apart. And we're going to be modifying these. Okay, put that one aside. Do the second one here. Spadoink. And then clip the wires. And I like to leave just a little bit of wire still attached to this tiny circuit board in case I ever want to reverse this hack, because it is reversible, or if I want to use this board for something else, and that those two little wire stubs sticking up will tell me which one is positive, which one is negative. It'll tell me where to input the power. Okay, there's two down. We grab the third panel. We go pop. I said pop. Yep, there it is. And then we go snip. Just like that. Pull the box apart. Ba-choom, there's three down. Oh, wait, take the thingy out. There we go. And then number four. Ow, that landed on my foot. Pop that open. And we go snippity snip here. Snips. This comes out. This comes apart. I said, this comes apart. There we go. And, you know, the funny thing is, last night I was thinking, if I wire one of these up reverse, will it act as negative voltage? Negative voltage? I don't see why not. All right, we also got to figure out which drill bit we need to use. And we're not going to continue on with this right now because, well, the next few things I have to do are just noisy and boring. Not that what you just heard was overly exciting or anything, but basically we take this half of the plastic shell and we have to cut out a little bit of this. There's this lip that sticks up. We just need to cut that out, cut this little corner off, and that'll give us a wire way. And then we take this other half of the box and we drill a hole in it right here. And then we solder the jack to the wires, or the socket to the wires, whatever you want to call it. And then we put it all back together. And then we'll be good to go. So, yeah, I actually want to work on this, but I have to do dubious goals committee now, don't I? Yes. Now, somewhere I have, yeah, right here. I knew that it was, couldn't have gone far. So I'm just going to take these excess parts that we could leave in there, but we're not going to. That's the other thing. That's the other thing. I'm thinking of... Okay, so if you're going to do some kind of weird hysteresis tricks, okay, what I'm thinking is what you do is you take one of these solar panels, you put a circuit on it with a battery so that it charges the battery, and then, you know, if there's light shining on it, if light's not shining on it, then it discharges the battery. Okay, that might be interesting for something. You know, especially if we wired it up backwards. That might be... Anyway, we're not doing that today. We might have to do something about that on another day. But one other thing that I came up with recently, last night, and this was, of course, also one of those late night things where, God, why do I get such great ideas 5 minutes before I have to go to bed? But I did write a note to myself, and I did put some stuff over here in the kitchen, which is where we are now standing. So last night, if we all think back to a couple months ago on an episode of Dubious Goals Committee, I was working on a little art project where I was using a paper punch to punch holes in an index card in the shape of flower petals. And then I used this as a stencil for an airbrush to make lovely flowers. And that worked great. And I would draw the stems in by hand with just a magic marker, then, you know, make the flowers on the tops of the stems. Well, last night I had the idea, wait, this is idiotic, because I was doing a little bit of rubber stamping yesterday. I thought, wait a minute, why don't we just carve a rubber stamp that is a bunch of, you know, flower stems, and then I can just slather it with green ink, stamp it onto something, and then paint the flowers in. So I wrote a note on this index card that has a bunch of holes punched in it that says, make rubber stamp for stems and leaves. And then because I had it just sitting right over there, not a meter and a half away, I put this rubber stamp blank right here on the counter. This is a rubber stamp blank that I made a number of years ago just by using the regular old, you know, speedball pink rubber. I had a piece of plywood that was about the size of one of those blanks, and so I just glued the entire piece of rubber to the piece of plywood that I had, and then I cut up, once that cured, I cut up the whole thing, and this is one of those blocks I have left over. I still have a couple of these, one of the small ones, but this is one of the rectangular ones. It's about, let's see, it's about 1, 2, 3.5 by 5 centimeters. For all my American listeners, it's about the size of a business card, maybe a little short. But yeah, am I going to do that today? I want to do that today because whenever I have a great idea, I want to execute it immediately. Unfortunately, I got to do a bunch of other stuff. I got to hack those things. I got to build some other stuff, and then I got to plug this stuff in, and then I got to patch, and then I got to do a blah, and then I have to blah, blah, blah. And at some point in time, I need to eat lunch. I probably should go to the store because I'm out of breakfast sausage. Maybe I'll buy a bunch of pepperoni instead, get back on the pepperoni train. Probably running out of graham crackers. Yep, getting low on graham crackers. Gonna have to go to the store at some point. Oh, but now I just want to drink tea and do nothing. So what am I doing today? What am I doing? I got to work today. I kind of slacked off yesterday because, well, there was sort of nothing to do because I'm waiting for parts and stuff, right? And so that was my rationalization for watching some anime. Sat down and watched some more anime, and I'm really glad I did because the series that I was watching started off kind of, but it got pretty great pretty fast, as some of these will do. You might be wondering, Tobe, what were you watching? Well, you know, I'm kind of a Gundam junkie, and I wanted to watch. I was fully intending to re-watch a series that I've seen before, but I couldn't find it. I could find some English dubs, but I don't watch those because they're just so terrible, just so criminally bad. And so I couldn't find an English subtitled version. But the algorithm then suggested to me, hey, how about this? And I'm like, well, I watched that before too, but oh no, look, now we have the second season. And so I watched it. It was pretty good. I thought the action ending was good. You know, these always have two endings. There's the ending of the climax of the battle type of thing, and then there's the sort of the epilogue, and the epilogue was kind of he really could have done better, but everything else was pretty damn great. And have I mentioned what I was watching? The Witch from Mercury, Mobile Suit Gundam, The Witch from Mercury. And it totally suckered me in, just like all of these sometimes will, because you know, it starts off kind of all lighthearted, and oh, the main character is the noob, and she's going to the special school, and it's this very common trope these days, the special school. I blame J.K. Rowling. And so, yeah, it starts off cheesy, and you think she's just kind of an idiot, and she sort of is, but the backstory eventually peels out, and you just kind of, yeah, and then it gets yada, and then it's like, ooh, yada, and then there's intrigue. Ho-ho, there's so much intrigue, and that's what I like. I like intrigue. And so it was very intriguing, and there's lots of robot battles in space. And you know how much I love robot battles in space. Peppa, what the hell? Okay. And now the cat is up in my face and needs some brushies and won't go away. So, while I'm setting this up, setting up the cat business, I think I'm going to need to hear some cowbell. Yeah. So we had to have a little mountain there playing their hit song, Mississippi Queen. What do you think about that, dingins? Okay, so I have a cat sitting here on my lap and I'm brushing away. I'm trying to hold the microphone up to the brush, but it doesn't make any sound. Not a lot of sound. So what are you doing, dingins? Now we can't do anything because I have to sit here and brush my cat. Because if I don't brush my cat, then she'll lick all the fur off of herself and then puke it back up, and that's really inconvenient for me. So, yeah. Hi, dingins. Yeah, get comfortable, dingins. Yeah, you're so fluffy, I gotta brush all the fluff out. Not that I have anything better to do since I'm just sitting around and very anxiously waiting for parts. Aren't I always waiting for parts? Well, yeah, kind of, but not necessarily always, just medium always. Medium always. Now you might be thinking, Tobe, that's a split infinitive and you know better. I disagree. I think there's sort of different levels of always, just as there are different levels of, I don't know, you might be thinking, oh, Tobe, you're just talking smack. And I, well, not really. Because when we talk about splitting infinitives, we already do that scientifically, kind of, sort of. You know, if we think about the cardinality of infinity, we start talking about infinite sets and set theory. Yeah, suddenly, why can we split infinitives in mathematics, but we can't split infinitives in English? Well, I have a theory about that, but it's going to sound either sexist or misogynistic or somehow unwoke. But I'm just saying that I've noticed strange patterns in my life. And yeah, it's not Wunderbar. Oh, but this is. Wunderbar by Ten Pole Tudor. And yeah, that's a very strange song, very strange chord progression. It doesn't quite work. The song structure, the way that's put together, it doesn't quite work. And yet somehow that was a hit song and charted high for Edward Tudor Pole. I love Edward Tudor Pole. Oh boy, the guy that almost was, you know. Here's a guy who was dorking around with his weird little band, Ten Pole Tudor. Or wait, what order did that happen in? You know, okay, here's what you need to know. Here's the actual sort of important part in music history. Edward Tudor Pole, the guy who was singing right there, the main singer in that song, he was slated to be the next singer of the Sex Pistols. Yeah, but, you know, the Sex Pistols self-destructed, and what happened to Edward Tudor Pole? Well, the same thing that happens to all of these guys. They become TV presenters. They become what the Japanese know as taranto. So yeah, Edward Tudor Pole, what did he end up doing? Yeah, he was the host of the Crystal Maze. What was that called? Yeah, I think it was called Crystal Maze. That was actually kind of an interesting show. Richard O'Brien was also the host of that. Another one of my heroes. One of my weird underground heroes. And I'm sure Edward Tudor Pole was the host of a lot of other stuff on the BBC. But being as I don't have the BBC, I don't get to see it. It happens to all these guys. Suggs. How many times has Suggs, the singer from Madness, been a presenter for something stupid that was completely unrelated to anything, and he was the host? Yeah, it happens. What do you think, Dingins? You feel like getting up yet? Nope, my cat is still just sitting here, letting me brush her. Which means I can't do anything. I can't do any cool dubious goals committee. I can't work on any of my projects. So what the hell else are we going to do? I don't know, more music, I guess. That was Olga from the Toy Dolls playing an acoustic version of one of their greatest hits, Dig That Groove, Baby. I've always loved that song so much, and that version just about kills me because that solo is just not meant to be played on an acoustic guitar, but somehow, he still manages to do it and make it sound cool. Good tea. So if you're wondering, yeah, the cat has left my lap. She wandered off somewhere. And she left us, what, maybe 30 more seconds of this show? Well, that's great. Thanks, Pippa. Good tea. So I need to start thinking about lunch and start working on some stuff. My parts aren't here yet, but they'll be coming soon. So, you, my friends, have been listening to The Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on...